In 1993, Joe Reddington Sr. asked if I would come and be staff for him on this completely wacky, crazy idea of taking six neophytes out on the Iditarod Trail the day after the race started, so we'd have the benefit of the trail. And he asked if I would be his photographer and his journalist and his filmmaker, you know, just like Joe, will you be everything? And then I'd never driven a snow machine before, so he threw me on a snow machine and off I went. And oftentimes I was the one who had to go out ahead of everybody else and go down the Happy River Hills ahead of everybody else. But I just remember it was so thrilling. Every moment was so thrilling to be out there in this incredible country with this wonderful team and expedition. I learned so much. And there's incredible moments of just, I can think of one, getting to Rainy Pass, and I felt comfortable enough. I'd fallen off. I'd dug myself out. I had taken a lot of photographs. I was a little bit seasoned by that point, and I drove the machine up and waited on the side of this hill and watched all the mushers and photographed them coming through the pass. And it was so wide open and so spectacular and so big that you just felt the magic of the world and the gift of being able to go with Joe and with all of these people who bonded for life over that experience.